Okay, today, right now, stop what you're doing, go to the pet store, buy a fish. I promise you, it will show you your path to success. Welcome to episode number 8. This is the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson. I heard a great line today. Actually, I've heard it a lot, but I heard it again for probably the fifth time in the last couple of years. And before I give you a line, I want to tell you, I'm thinking back to when I was in third grade, I believe. I might have been in second grade. I'm pretty sure it was in third grade. It was in Air Libre grade school, in Phoenix, Arizona. We had this massive field, and it might not have been massive, or maybe it's not massive right now. I remember when I was only in third grade, this was a huge field. And you're probably going to think like, you know, where's this guy going with this? This is a totally weird story. But I will tell you, once I got done playing soccer, which I played every single day, when I got done playing soccer, I tried to find something that I could put in my hands and do, like whether it was like two sticks or a piece of string or a pencil and a piece of paper, something that I could do in my hands. And I would try to run all the way across the field as fast as I could. So I would run as fast as I could, and I would act like I was multitasking as I was running across this field. Now, I don't know why I did this. Nobody told me. I don't remember anybody telling me that it was like the cool thing to do. I had a couple other buddies that would do it as well. But one thing that I realized is that the more I focused on the activity at hand, the less straight that I ran. The more I focused at the activity at hand, whether it was, you know, drawing, writing my name on a piece of paper, or tying a knot or doing something in my hands, the less straight that I would go. So eventually somebody would say, you know, why do you run? What did they say to me? Somebody said to me, why do you run in squiggly lines on the field? I think that's what they said. And I didn't understand what they meant. And they said, well, after you play soccer, we notice you just go out in the field and you run all over the place. And here I'm thinking like I run in a perfect straight line. And I didn't know at the time. I was in third grade. Like we don't learn these lessons at the time. But I remember doing it so much that it almost seems like yesterday that I did that. And I realized the reason why I can't run in a straight line is because my focus was not about running in a straight line. It was getting anything done that I had in my hands at the time while my legs were moving really quick. The line that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast was, even a fish will sink if its head's down. And I would write that down. Even a fish will sink if its head's down. So at the end of every podcast, this is podcast number 8. Hopefully you guys are sticking with me on a daily rhythm right now. You notice that I tend to ask you a question, and I say write this down a lot. I don't know if that's just a trigger where that comes from, but here's the question I've got for you today. When you know that when even a fish head points down, it sinks, what does that mean to you? Meaning you set your goals a week ago, you set your goals before Christmas, you set your goals a day ago, whenever you did it, are the actions and the direction that you're taking yourself every single day in a straight line to those goals? Or are you focused on other things? Are the actions you're taking, the commitments you're making, the discipline you're executing, are they in line with your goals, or are they doing something else? I can't tell you how much in the past, through all the thousands of coaching calls that I've conducted over the years, when people come to the end of the year and they're massively frustrated that they missed the goals, but then when we analyze the actions, the disciplines, and the squirrels they tried to chase throughout the year, it's no coincidence that we don't achieve our goals. So when you wake up today, when you start your day tomorrow, when you write down your goals, when you do whatever you need to do to start your day out right, what the actions will you take to get you that closer to your goal? It's a simple question. Write it down, answer it, have a super powerful day. As always, be great, empower yourself, empower others. This is the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson, and I'll see you tomorrow.